Nisi Lexi, unleash the power of your creativity. Hello guys, and welcome to Nisi Lexi. If you're new here, I'm a content creator, digital marketer, as well as a blogger. Welcome to my channel. For those who are joining me, welcome, and make sure to hit the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on my content that I produce here every week. So what I do in my channel is every Thursday I interview artists and celebrities or entrepreneurs from around the globe, and then on Friday I do the Boss Up With Me Girl Stock Edition, where I discuss a lot of mentorship, I discuss networking and some business ideas that ladies can do and how they can scale up their businesses. And then on Sunday, this is where I talk about digital marketing, the benefit of digital marketing, some of the industry insights on how to leverage digital marketing to grow your business and personal branding of that nature. So you're getting a lot of valuable things from this channel. So that is why if you're really thinking of becoming your own boss, or thinking of or tapping into the industry of becoming a professional business or marketer, so feel free to subscribe so you can stay up to date with the content that I deliver here. So it's really interesting. My journey has been really a blessed one, and I was able to work with a lot of brands, work with a lot of people, be featured in so many other platforms, whether it's podcasts, interview, billboards, and things like that. And these are all things came as a result of me becoming a part of the digital marketing or the digital tech industry. And I really love it because it's something that I'm really passionate about it. I think ever since in high school and whatnot, I always kind of was into digital marketing. I was always kind of like, you know, fascinated about Facebook marketing. And I used to even work at the yoga studio where I kind of increased their sales by, I think, 40% in the first year and then 25% in the second year, just by focusing heavily on Facebook marketing. And the initial optimizations that I used to do is running an e-com. And then also we work with Klaviyo doing some setup for like the abandonment cart, and then I also work with Hootsuite managing the posting. Other product that I also use was like integrations of like the Klaviyo was really a great, especially if you currently have an e-com, I would highly recommend for you to have a Klaviyo. And then we also did Zapier was basically like the CRM system where we were using it to feed in a form, so that way in case somebody sees our Facebook ads and they want to book a studio sessions, they can right away just kind of text, and that text information will be delivered automatically to my manager personal phone, so she's able to kind of call them right away and contact them. And I think as a result of setting up that Zapier integrations with Facebook ads form, we were able to capture a lot of people actually signing up for the yoga studio and increase the number of like traffic for new signups. That's one thing we did. And then another thing I also did is like I work with MailChimp. So I did like email marketing. So with MailChimp, was mostly sending like newsletters. So one effective way of me doing the MailChimp was that I was able to segment the audience. So the newsletter, we weren't like just sending it to everybody, because the yoga studio had like teacher training for the 200 hour yoga instruction, and they have the suspension yoga for people that wanted to teach, and then there's also another training for kids suspension yoga, and then there's the regular classes. So each newsletter I would basically send it to audience that, or email list of people that actually sign up for those specific classes. So whether the people that sign up for the yoga training, teacher training, then I'll be creating a whole email blast that would go to that email listing. And then for the kids yoga, it would mostly go to parents and things like that. And then also I started also doing some cold calling. So I would, if there's any like new workshop coming for kids and things like that, kids program in the summer, I would reach out to the moms and kind of ask them, hey, like, this is what's going on in the studio. We're having this event for kids children, and would you like to sign your kids? So we did multiple of different marketing strategy, whether via email, cold calling, and Facebook marketing for retargeting, and all of these efforts actually did help with the growth of overall of the studio. This was basically my initial point of kind of working with paid media, specifically with Facebook. And then after doing that, I went and actually learned about Google Analytics, how to set up tracking. I did also work with Google Tag Manager, and then kind of like feeding in that Tag Manager back into the Google Analytics, did a certification for that. And then after that, I started learning about Google Ads, where at first I didn't actually like Google Ads at all. I used to complain to my teacher at the time. I'm like, you know, I really like content creations. I feel like I'm really good at it. Then they end up giving us an internship where we work with different brands. The first internship, I got to kind of work heavily on the social media aspect of thing. I was good at it. And then I took another challenge for the second project, the real client. We got to do some tech startups, where I was basically the team lead for Google Tag Manager, and I was heavily focusing on data tracking and things like that. And that kind of gave me a lot of more insight and a new challenge, and I was able to learn it really pretty fast. And then on our third internship project, I was working heavily on Pinterest. And then I remember, yeah, I did Pinterest ads, and then we also did LinkedIn advertising and things like that. So I dabbled into those a little bit, but after that program was done, I then decided, you know what, maybe because I didn't like Google at first, maybe let's kind of take it more deeper and kind of understanding like why I didn't like it. And then I started noticing, you know what, it's actually pretty easy when it comes to like writing headlines. It has like a 30 character max for headlines, and then 90 character max for descriptions. And then running different RSAs, like responsive search ad, extended text ad at the time, and also then dynamic search ad was introduced and things like that. So just kind of learning and finally be able to kind of put money into the account and actually seeing how some of the ad copies are working and optimizing it. And then finally, when I got to work at the Google vendor, I was able to even learn more and more and kind of like seeing different accounts and seeing how it worked. And that kind of sparked my love for Google Ads. And since then, I've just been heavily working on the Google Ads side of things. And then I learned about YouTube advertising. And at that time, because I am a YouTuber, and seeing that, you know, doing YouTube within Google Ads, doing display ads and things like that. And that helped me a lot with kind of like growing my digital marketing skills within the paid media. And I also did Search 360 certification, programmatic certifications. So there's a lot of certification that I have done just to kind of like see the ins and outs and see what I like. And right now my interest is actually artificial intelligence. So let's see how that goes and how I'm able to utilize it. I currently use ChatGPT sometimes, so just kind of like writing headline suggestions or whatnot. But with ChatGPT, sometimes it does great suggestions, sometimes it's not. It just, you have to constantly give it a prompt that will help you. And yeah, so this is just has been like my overview journey of where I started when it comes to like marketing, and then now where I am and where I'm going. So I hope this helped you guys a little bit as to why I'm always talking about digital marketing, why I'm so interested about digital marketing. This is just kind of background stories of how I even got into this industry and things like that. And I love it, and I think I'm going to continue on evolve in it and going into a very higher up and a different segment within the marketing itself. I'm going to continue on heavily now on data analytics side of things and artificial intelligence. So that is my future plan for it, and also maybe continue training. So yeah, I love training as well. So that is something I feel like I'm always going to be doing. Maybe also do a lot of public speaking on it, attending more seminars and things like that in the future. So we'll see how that goes. And yeah, so see you guys soon. Make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I will see you guys in the next video. And comment in the description below also if you're a digital marketer, how did you start your journey? What got you into digital marketing? And I would love to hear more from you guys as well. So see you guys. Bye.
Me, see Lexi, unleash the power of your creativity.